Today we're looking at Psalm 136, and there's not a great need for a lot of comment on it. It's pretty straightforward as a psalm of praise and thanksgiving, and no doubt prophetically it'll be the one of the psalms that the restored remnant will sing in the millennium, giving thanks, looking back at all the mercy of the Lord, of all their deliverances and their final redemption and their final establishment in the land. And essentially, that's really what the psalm is about. And of course, it's a psalm that can be used by us as a psalm of thanksgiving. There's a church tradition that Athanasius, the great church father, back in 358 in North Africa, he and his congregation were surrounded by the army of a pagan king. And in the evening, it was a large, very large congregation, and they started singing Psalm 136. And eventually the armies just sort of melted away and gave up, and they walked out free with no harm. Whether that story is true or not, or if it's just a bit of a traditional myth, we don't know. But for certain, but Athanasius was a real person, that's for sure, and he stood for the deity of Christ against the predominant Arians who were growing in the church. So we have these traditions in the church that we should at least know about. Now, as we look at this psalm, what's striking about it is the expression. Now, I'm reading from the Authorized Version, and you get it in verse 1, "His mercy endureth forever." Now, this expression occurs 26 times in the psalm, and there's only 26 verses, so it occurs in each verse of the psalm. Now, a better translation of that, "His mercy endureth forever," or the word mercy here, really, is loving kindness. You get that in the Darby translation, "His loving kindness endures forever." Or, for example, in the English Standard Version, we get "His steadfast love endures forever." Yes, it's mercy, but with the idea of his loving grace, his love and his care. And basically, you can divide the psalm in this way. Verse 1 to 3, his loving kindness and the fact of just the fact that he is who he is, that he's revealed himself to us, that he is full of loving kindness, that he is merciful and it endures forever. So the focus is on his person. And then verse 4 to 9, his loving kindness as revealed in creation, that he's created all things and sustains all things. He's actively involved in the creation. He's providing for it, caring for it. You know, the Lord Jesus said that his eye is on the sparrow that falls to the ground. And then verse 10 to 16, his loving kindness as seen in the redemption of his people Israel. And it looks in the psalm, in these verses 10 to 16, of the redemption from out of Egypt through the wilderness and into the promised land. And verse 17 to 24, his loving kindness giving them victory over their enemies. And it's really associated with what just preceded that, their redemption from Egypt, the wilderness, and then on into the promised land. He gave them victory over all of their enemies. His loving kindness was seen in this. And then finally, in verse 25 and 26, I'll just read that. "Who gives food to all flesh, for his loving kindness endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his loving kindness endures forever." And we see it in this, his loving kindness towards all people, all of mankind. And no doubt in the millennium, you know, we'll see this in a manifest way. There won't be any doubt, won't be any question of it. Like, all the earth will be fed and cared for. We'll see this. There'll be no poverty, sickness, and these types of things. But even today, and, you know, the Lord Jesus on his Sermon on the Mount brought this out, that he, the Heavenly Father, you know, he makes his sun to shine on the just and the unjust. He makes his rain to fall on the just and the unjust. He's good to all. And the Apostle Paul says this in Acts 2. In Acts also, I should say, and I believe it's chapter 15, or perhaps chapter 14. I think it's chapter 14 where he says that he gives the seasons and the good things, you know, and food and blessing. I may be wrong on my chapter there, but it's in Acts anyway. When the the people of the land, I think it's the country of Laconia, where they worship Paul, and Barnabas as two Greek gods, and they tear their clothes, and they say, no, we worship the living God, worship him who gives us all these blessings, the seasons and the food, and, you know, blesses our crops and looks after us and so on, this type of idea. Well, that's what verse 25 is speaking of, who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. You know, theologians speak of this. They speak of God's specific grace and his general grace. And his general grace is that his loving kindness goes out to all men. He cares for all men. He's not willing that any man should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, the prodigal son, when he was down in the pigsty, he remembered that there was food to spare in his father's house. He saw that there was goodness with his father. You know, it says in Romans chapter 2 that it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. And so we see there's a general goodness, the general grace of God. But then there's the specific grace of God towards his own, that he has called us, he has saved us, he has redeemed us. And we can rejoice in that. It's just not just the general love and grace of God, but it's very specific to those who receive Christ as their Savior. Well, may the Lord encourage you today as you look at the Psalms. Very simple and straightforward, just a psalm of praise, a psalm of thanksgiving. You know, it says in the book of James, in the Epistle of James, does anyone have sorrow? Then let him sing the Psalms. And this is one that we can sing when we're having hard times, when we're going through trials, to remember to give thanks to God, to have a thankful heart, to sing praises to his name, have him before us, to see that he is kind and he is good, and all things work together for good to those that love his name, that are called according to his purpose. May the Lord bless you today. Amen.